patient name, Katharine. That's K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. Last name, Rouse, L-R-O-U-S-E. Date of birth, 11-14 of 73. Date of service, 11-13 of 23. This is a 50-year-old female patient here with urinary tract infection symptoms. She tells me that she is burning upon urination and an increase in urinary frequency. She tells me she has had UTI symptoms before, and she feels reasonably confident that this is another urinary tract infection. No fever. She doesn't have any flank pain. She says she states it will usually lead to the flank pain. That's why she wanted to get a jump on things and come see us today. Period to paragraph. She complains of both urinary frequency and dysuria. Period to paragraph. Blood pressure 144 over 61. Pulse 89, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 100%, current weight 146. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, multiple, all reviewed, finasteride 5, minoxidil 1.25, Plaquenil 200, levothyroxine 100 micrograms, Zyzel 10 milligrams. Family history of hypothyroid, thyroid. She also has a partial hysterectomy and alopecia. Surgical history, hysterectomy, social history, occasionally will drink alcohol, negative for drugs or smoking. Labs today include a urinalysis. She was positive for leukocytes, blood, and protein. Period, and paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. No murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Bowel sounds are present. She does have some mild tenderness in the suprapubic area, period, in the paragraph. Remainder of this exam is unremarkable, period, in the paragraph. The urine sample given was abnormal. Assessment and plan, urinary tract infection. Patient will be given Cipro 500 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. Number 10, she is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if not improving, or call. Next patient, first name Skipper, S-K-I-P-P-E-R, last name Rouse, R-O-U-S-E. Date of birth is 11-14 of 72. Date of service, 11-13 of 23. This is a 50-year-old male patient. Here today with complaint of sinus headache, sinus pressure, coughing, mild sore throat as well, complains about postnasal drip and drainage, which seems to cause his coughing, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure 133 over 77, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 98.5, oxygenation 98%, current weight 270, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative, surgical history to the left hand and ear tubes, also had tonsillectomy, social history, occasionally drinks socially, negative for drugs or smoking, period, in a paragraph. Labs today include a strep test, it was negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears. He does have tympanic membrane erythema, more so on the left. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, post-nasal drip visualized, and it is off color. Oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period in the paragraph. Assessment and plan. Acute sinusitis. Patient will be given Rocephin and dexamethasone as injection to be followed by a Z-Pak, a Medrol dose pack. Period in the paragraph. Cough. Bromfed DM. 10 ml, 4 times daily, PRN, cough, period, in a paragraph. He's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor his symptoms, and return to clinic or call me if not improving.